Finally this week, they say that the worst thing about winning the rat race is when you discover you're still a rat. But now meet Razza, the almost untrappable rat, as he was affectionately known by Mick Clout and his team from the University of Auckland. In a bid to better understand how invasive rodent species behave, the team tagged, released, followed, and then attempted to recapture this rat as he explored a previously rat-free island group in New Zealand.
We're interested in what happens when a rat arrives on an island that is free of rats. Introduced rat species are a threat to native wildlife and biodiversity, so its behaviour is important in terms of being able to detect a new invasion and hopefully prevent it from establishing a new population. I guess our findings are of particular interest because we discovered that an individual rat was extremely difficult to detect and capture against all expectations, despite all of our efforts and all the best techniques. And also, we came across another very unusual finding in terms of the rat swimming from one island to another over 400 metres of open ocean. It was really a big surprise, as was the difficulty in capturing the rat as well.
It's difficult to understand how the other rat would have known that there was another island there, because to my knowledge, rats don't have human level of eyesight, do they?
No, that is one of the puzzles here. One imagines that it did have some direction in its dispersal. Perhaps it had noticed that there was another island within potential swimming range, or perhaps it just struck off into the blue, literally. We don't know. But this is the first time that anyone's actually recorded an individual actually crossing a gap of that order of magnitude.
It's certainly one brave rat to go that far, but are these findings actually meaningful in terms of gross populations of rats? Because you've obviously looked at just one isolated rat on one island. Do you think this would apply if you then extrapolate that to lots of rats in one place and how they would interact and behave and spread?
Well, of course, we can't answer that. It is a sample of one at this stage. It is a single observation, a very special and unusual one. It's so far the only release we've done, although as I speak, in fact, we're releasing another rat onto the same island to see if the same thing's repeated, and we hope to do several more. But even if this is a very unusual occurrence, which it might well be, it still has significance for conservation, certainly, because the dispersal of a single rat, if it was a female, could establish a new population. So you don't actually need to have it being a normal behaviour for it to be a significant behaviour. So there are some very real reasons for wanting to understand the behaviour of individuals which might establish new populations.
Mick Clout from the University of Auckland describing their pursuit of Razza the rat, who, by the sound of it, quite possibly deserves a gold medal for swimming.